Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD. Rono.
Today may actually be the day.
The day?
The day. The day we've all been waiting for, or at least the day I've been waiting for.
Okay.
The day where somebody finally gets punished for flaunting this thing that they refuse to do.
All right.
Now, let me explain. You hear my voice, Zach Jackson. You hear his voice. Hear it?
Yes.
Yeah, the you. Okay.
Antoine Terrell.
Antoine Terrell, yes, of course. Now, do you hear her voice? There is no Monica Brooks in this room right now.
Correct.
Monica did say to me, and this was supposed to be, I'm going to have to change everything because it's supposed to be her Liars Club.
Uh-huh.
Later in the show today, it was going to be a lie. I, Monica, finally ran out of gas. And it was going to be a lie.
It was going to be a lie.
She's almost out of gas, whatever. But she did say, I'm not sure if I will have enough gas to make it to work tomorrow. She is not currently here. Did she run out of gas? Is this it? I've heard nothing. I don't know.
I was sitting here looking at her chair. I'm like, there's no Monica in her chair.
Mm-mm.
And then I remember, I was like, she's been close.
She's been
multiple
close.
Times.
She has been flaunting this flagrantly for years. She has sat there and said, you know, there's a little bit left. There's always enough sloshing around in the tank. If you can tip the car on its side or something. I don't know. But she is not here. Where is she? I suppose I should call. Let me call. All right, let me get her number. See, because you don't know anybody's phone number anymore.
Yeah, you have to look it up.
I have to open it up. Good morning, everybody. This is your K92 morning thing. Zach Jackson, Antoine Terrell. That's it. People with gas in their tanks. Monica, not sure.
We do not know.
We don't know. Let's
she's
find
driving
out.
In.
All right, let me, let's see. Dial phone number here is this. All right, just that way. Okay, let's see. All right. Dialing Monica. Why do I get the feeling today's the day she's just asleep, is what it is.
Yeah, she just tapped out.
Ring, ring, ring. Or she's just embarrassed. Because, you know, I've always told her, you call me. Okay, here. She's walked it. So did you run out of gas? That's the question
right now.
Did you run out of gas?
I would say there's a sip of gas.
A sip of gas.
In the car.
So you were able to drive here this morning.
Yes. I don't know if it'll start up.
Okay.
When I get ready to leave, but there's a sip of gas there.
Okay, so you didn't run out of gas.
No.
You're just late.
I'm late. Good morning, all.
Okay.
Good morning.
Oh, man.
She's here now.
Yes.
I actually would have rather she had run out of gas.
That would have been strong content right there.
Yeah. Well, because y'all would have showed up and you would have taken pictures of me and then drove off.
Because
you've always said that. So I know.
We have a show to do. We couldn't leave right now and take pictures. You got to do it like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
4 o'clock in the afternoon, they call y'all.
No, trust me, I'd send people out to take pictures for me. Everybody's got a phone now. They can take pictures. It's all good. You have a phone. You can text in 52353. Hope your weekend was good. Our next Kemble Tax Teacher of the Week is on the way. $100 for a hardworking teacher in the listening area. Also, 10 minutes away, how did she do? Monica, it was your very first week picking high school football without any information whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see?
I know about one school.
Okay, you know about one school, but you don't know about the rest.
No.
Okay, I know about all of them.
All right.
This is going to be very, very interesting when I let you know. So that is 10 minutes away here on the K92 Morning Thing. Diamond of the Day is next. Do you know what it is?
Oh, yeah, she was sleepwalking and she swallowed what?
Okay, what did she swallow while sleepwalking?
Yeah.
The mouth open to the world. Could be anything.
Well, she did it.
All right, we'll find out. Hey!
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Oh, Jenna. Jenna had issues.
All right.
Yeah. Well, she has issues. Sleepwalking issues.
Sleepwalking is a very interesting thing. It's creepy. Also hilarious. Like, at the same time, it is scary.
Yeah.
It can be.
If you have someone in your house. Mm-hmm. People drive while sleepwalking.
That's a real thing.
I did it once as a kid. My uncle told me.
You drove?
No. I sleptwalk.
Oh, okay. So
did you
just
go to the fridge and get a snack?
No, I was sleeping in the basement at my uncle's house in Maryland. I woke up in the middle of the night, walked upstairs, because he has cameras in his house, and opened the front door, and then went and got in another empty bed upstairs. I didn't remember any of it.
Oh.
He has cameras like at his doors.
And he's got cameras, so you look like Paranormal Activity.
Pretty much.
Or that's something scary. Like that. It's a very freaky situation. I don't have any sleep walkers in my house, but my daughter, when she was younger, had these things called night terrors.
Yep.
Yeah.
And those are terrible, yeah.
Part of them, her eyes are open. She's open, but mm-hmm. she is not there. So she would be sitting up and moving around, and you can't get her attention, uh-huh. and it's crazy. And people say, you can't wake them up. And I'm thinking, well, what happens if you do? I mean, do they go into some sort of awake coma uh-huh. thing?
I don't know.
What is
it's
it?
It's weird. Well, it happened to Jenna. Well, Jenna said that she woke up in the middle of the night. She didn't know. She was sleepwalking. And she dreamed. She felt like she had dreamt that she had swallowed something.
Hmm.
Well, in her dream, she had swallowed her wedding ring. And she's like, well, you know, after when she woke up for work, she's like, no, that couldn't have happened. Well, she was sleepwalking around the house, and she did walk over, pick up her wedding ring, pop it in her mouth, swallow it with some water.
She swallowed
it like a pill.
Like a pill?
Yeah.
That's
she swallowed
real
her
dangerous.
Own wedding ring.
Yeah, and she went to the hospital, x-ray show, it's sitting there. Yeah, so she swallowed her wedding ring.
Yeah, and I saw this story because there was a clip of her talking about it this morning, that doctors were able to remove it mm-hmm. without it having to be passed through the other situation, to which she says she was very grateful.
When I woke up and it was not on my hand, I knew exactly where it was. It was in my stomach. I was really happy because I don't know if I'd ever be able to look at it and appreciate it in the same way if I had to search for it. I feel very grateful that I got it back. And it does end as a happy, funny story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of those ones where if you have to go search for it, you really, do you want to put that on your finger?
No. Or does he propose again right there? You find it together and he's like, you really are the one.
Finding it together? No, she's searching for that by herself.
She ate it in her sleep. Okay, exactly. I'm sorry. I don't remember. Now, Antoine, you've never been married.
Correct.
But I don't remember that being in my vows. Anyway.
Or better or worse.
I feel like that needs to specifically be mentioned. I mean, better or worse, that's a very broad thing to say. I mean, how worse is worse?
Well, that's it's like a together ring. At that point, it's just like you find it together, and you really show you're one. Know,
typical woman right here. We got to find this thing together. Now, if it was mine.
Well, y'all have a different, it's, you know, the size and stuff.
Yeah.
It's
See,
different. It's
I'd
that,
be on
know.
My
it's
own.
Factors.
No, don't you ever come near me again with
exactly.
that ring. But on the other side, we're doing it together. Vows. Better or for worse.
Yes.
That's what they would say. How did Monica do in her very first football prediction? She knew nothing. She's just tossing out scores.
Yeah.
I have all the results. It's very interesting, trust me. It is next in 6 minutes. She made bold football predictions with no information.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she was given mascots. That's,
yeah,
that's
that
all I gave
She knew
her.
The team name.
Yeah, the high school.
Yeah.
But that was really, that's
she,
it.
What she didn't realize is that she actually knew who was home and away, but I'm pretty sure she didn't even know that you told her that either.
Nope. No, no.
Nothing at all. No. That's what we're talking about here. Monica Brooks doing all of the football scores. Also, that was her, as someone points out, at 52353. A very interesting diamond of the day involving a diamond.
Yes. That was a diamond.
Well, and it makes sense because sometimes that segment on the show is like digging through poop together.
Uh-huh.
So that's that was quite literally that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Decided. For Friday Night Lights, Monica Brooks. We'll take four games every week because
mm-hmm.
we got four that we have special snap filters for and stuff. So we're highlighting those as the games of the week. That's why. That's the only reason why we're picking those four games is because we have technology tied to them. And I give Monica the games.
Mm-hmm.
Say, go ahead. Predict these games. Let us know. How did she do? Now, you can be rest assured, Monica has not bothered to check the scores of any of these things.
No, I only know about one school because of family.
Right. She knows one of them, so we'll get that one out of the way. So, Stanton River and Liberty.
Yep.
Monica Brooks very boldly chose Stanton River. I believe you were mocked for choosing Stanton River.
I was. I said they better win.
Yeah. So, Stanton River versus Liberty. Monica Brooks said the final score would be Stanton River 19, mm-hmm. Liberty 7. Final score? Stanton River 17, Liberty 7.
Wow. Very close. I didn't know the score. That was not bad. Wow, that was almost like right on.
Uh-huh.
Almost scary.
I know.
That's all right. Almost scary.
She's 1-0 right now.
She's 1-0. So she knew that one. Okay, next one. Is EC Glass taking on Franklin County? Monica Brooks said EC Glass 17. Franklin County 15.
Uh-huh.
So EC Glass would win. Final score. 34-7, EC Glass. That's another one. Correct.
Correct.
Okay. Wow. Who cares about the score? It doesn't really matter. Let's just pick that. Okay. Next one. Cave Spring versus Glenver.
Uh-huh.
Monica Brooks says Glenver would edge out Cave Spring 24-20. I'm here to tell you that Glenver actually had 27. And Cave Spring had 6. That's another correct.
Oh, my gosh.
3-0 right now.
Oh,
3-0.
Okay.
One final game with a very bizarre prediction. Northside against Hidden Valley.
Uh-huh.
Monica said Northside's got this one. 6-4, which is a very interesting score.
Yes.
Yes.
6-4. So Northside defeating Hidden Valley 6-4. Now, Monica, Hidden Valley didn't score 4.
Okay.
They scored 22.
Okay.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost more than any of these other teams here. Oh, man. Northside. 25. A perfect score.
A perfect Friday for you.
You got every single one. And even though your score of 6-4 was dumb, it was about as close as the actual score of 25-22.
Oh, man.
A 3-point game. You predicted a 2-point game.
Monica's a savant.
She is.
Oh, my goodness.
4-0.
4-0.
What did I tell everybody on Friday? What did I say when you made your predictions? I said it's a guarantee. I said, forget about it. If she said you're going to lose, it's a guarantee.
No. Yes. You have did lost. Say that.
You have no hope.
Oh, gosh.
I
don't
said,
say that.
Bet
don't
your mortgage that. On all the winners.
That was just a freak, you know, incident.
Oh, you think so?
Right there.
Okay.
That's just what that was.
We'll find out this Friday.
That was something else. Yep. Wow.
That's impressive.
And just to be clear, I'm not telling you this week to bet your mortgage, but I said it last week. I said it.
You did say it.
Let the record show that I said it. Guaranteed 4-0. She knew nothing about any of the games.
That's wild right there.
Oh, my God. You picked them all.
It's impressive.
That was just random.
You know what it is, too? It's further proof that things like March Madness with the brackets are the dumbest office pools
they're
ever.
Stupid. They're so stupid.
Because you don't need to know anything. Nobody who knows anything actually wins anything. People who probably they did hours and hours of research on football this past weekend, not necessarily high school football, but maybe pros or college to try to bet money, and they probably lost.
So you saying I need to jump in with the pros and I should have?
No. As soon as you try, you don't win anymore. That's the other way it works. Is
so I need to be passing by a room of people that are really focused on it.
A perfect 4-0. Amazing. Kemble Tax Teacher of the Week. We're going to meet Mrs. Dean here in a minute. She's going to win a $100 Visa gift card. If you want to nominate a teacher, go to K92Radio.com right now. A once-in-a-lifetime vacation opportunity that Miss Monica will have nothing to do with. You won't want this. You will not want
this.
No? Oh, it's a no for you. I do it. I'm not paying what they're charging. Uh-huh. But I don't think you would even go on this vacation if they paid you.
Ooh.
Oh,
I still
gosh.
Don't think you'd go. Antoine, you'd probably go.
I'd probably go.
You're a bit of a thrill seeker.
Ooh, okay. One of those.
But yeah, Monica's not. That is coming up in the trending. But first, it's our Kemble Tax Teacher of the Week.
Yep.
So David Kemble, Kemble Tax Services, you want to nominate a teacher, K92Radio.com. And every single week at this time, until we're out of money, we're going to give away money.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of cool. It is cool to just give something to a teacher.
No, I think it's terrible. We should give teachers nothing. That's it.
Because we all have a teacher that you remember, you know, elementary school, junior high, whatever. You have a teacher that really stood out to you.
Yeah, I still have teachers that I'll talk to here and there, like sporadically and stuff like that.
My mother still tells me about all my elementary school teachers, whether I want to know about them or not. It's like, you know, Mrs. Johnson's cousin died. You should send her a card. I'm like, didn't even know she was still alive.
What
are we talking about here? But no, in the present, we of course salute all of our teachers and you know, we want our kids to do well, and we want to raise a generation that's going to clean up all of our messes. And I even mean like diapers. I'm talking diapers here. Is clean up after us, and so you can nominate a teacher. K92Radio.com.
That's right.
It can be your kid's teacher. Mm-hmm. It could be somebody that was your teacher. Could be someone in your neighborhood, whatever. Or it could actually be your teacher, which that's what we have today, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so we have, should we talk to Nora first?
Yes, we have Nora.
Okay. All right, let's get Nora on. Now, Nora is the student. Hi, Nora.
Hi.
Hi, okay, so how old are you, Nora?
I'm 14.
Okay, 14, so that's
eighth grade.
Eighth grade, is that what we have here?
I'm ninth, ninth grade.
Okay. Ninth grade.
Oh. Shut up, Antoine!
Just subtract it by five, you get the grade.
Subtract it by five, you get the grade.
Yes, 14 minus five is nine.
Yeah, yeah. Look at that.
I got you.
Is that new math? Is that what it
was? I know.
Yeah, see. Okay, so Nora, you're in the ninth grade, and you sent us an entry for Miss Dean?
Yes.
Okay, so tell us about Miss Dean.
I feel like she's always been there for, like, me and, like, all my friends. And she's just really good at what she does, and she's really good at with connecting with students.
Now, is she somebody, because the school year just started, is she somebody that you knew prior to the school year?
No.
Okay. So just in a couple weeks, you already feel like she's always been there for you.
Well, I had her last year.
Okay.
Okay.
And yes, she's my eighth grade math teacher.
Gotcha. See, that would be subtracting the six.
Uh-huh. Yes.
See, I don't math too
much. She does math. Yeah. Yeah.
So this is, she's at Forest Middle School. Is that what we have?
Yes.
Okay. Let's say good morning to her now. Let me make sure I don't hang up on anybody. And all right, Ms. Dean, are you there?
I am.
Hi, you're our teacher of the week.
Congratulations.
Look at that. So you hear Nora, and she was one of your students last year. And how you feeling right now?
A little shocked, but, you know, as Nora said, you know, I had her last year. I was actually honored to have her in both Algebra 1 and my yearbook class, and really am just incredibly proud of her and the growth and perseverance that I witnessed in her last year as a student. So it's just a surprise and just equally proud of her as a student.
Yeah. It's pretty cool when you can put in the hard work of being a teacher and then you feel like, this student actually gets it and appreciates it and all of these things. That's got to feel good to hear a student say those things about the work that you're putting in.
Yeah, it really does.
Well, you get $100, so there you go.
That doesn't hurt.
Actually, you know, here's what I do at this point, because she's so surprised and she can't believe it, is this is where we tell you this is a birthday scam and none of this is real.
No,
you get
it's not real.
Thank you to David Kemble and his team. They wanted to do this. They wanted to honor teachers throughout the listening area, and they're going to send you a $100 Visa gift card as a thank you. You can use it for, you have a party in the class, or you can have a party at your house,
whatever
you want. But thank you, Ms. Dean, for everything that you do for Nora and all of her classmates and the students last year, next year, and 10 years from now. We really appreciate everything you're doing.
Thank you so much, Matt. Fantastic. I appreciate it.
And Nora, thank you for taking the time to nominate. We appreciate that, too.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
She's like, I needed extra credit. Yeah. I'm sucking off.
And also, thank Nora for being up at 6:30 in the morning. I don't know what time her bus shows up, but this is early.
Well, I tell you, kids get up, catch the bus.
They have
early.
To, man.
Oh, is it? Like, okay. Early.
Monica's kid is already on the bus
already,
right now.
Yeah, he's already. Oh, he's been on the bus.
Yeah. I know. These people without kids, Ms. Zina, thanks for getting up early. This isn't
early.
If we did this interview at 4:30, then maybe that would be different. But Nora, thank you again. Thank you for listening. And hang on, guys, for just 1 second. Kemble Tax, Teacher of the Week. You want to nominate a teacher, K92radio.com. We'll do it again next Monday at 6:30. Lightning Bolts is next. Fastest 15 seconds on the radio. Monica versus Antoine. No math involved whatsoever.
Gotta be quick. Don't get struck by the lightning bolts.
Fastest 15 seconds on the radio. Antoine versus Monica and you. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Hi. Michael, who would you like to team up with today, Antoine or Monica?
Antoine.
Okay. Michael and Antoine.
Yes.
Team boys. That means Christy. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
It's team girls.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty ladies against disgusting men here in the K92 Morning Thing Lightning Bolt. You ready for that, Christy?
Ready.
Fantastic. She's ready. I like it.
Yeah.
Monica's already taken her headphones off. She's just automatically assuming that she is heading to the soundproof chamber.
Yes.
Antoine, I'm going to give you the choice. Would you like to go first or second?
I would like to go first.
Okay.
One day I'm going to say second to confuse you.
Just a mess with her. Today is not that day.
No, it's not.
She's going to the soundproof chamber. I got two different categories. 15 seconds in each category. Just rattle off as many things as you can. The scores do carry over to the next round, so every single answer matters. Here we go. 15 seconds, Antoine. Your first category. Please give me scary things.
Spiders, ghosts, haunted houses, roller coasters, skydiving, old people, cars, flying, taking a cruise, getting a ticket, going to jail, breaking the law, disappointing somebody, failing the test.
Okay. 13 points. I gave you 13. And for anybody listening that says, how can you give him points for going on a cruise? The fear and the risk of diarrhea is terrifying. So I gave you points on that one. Absolutely. Let's get Monica back in here. It's her time. Going over to the soundproof chamber. Come on back. He got 13. That's a good start.
I think this is going to be a good Monica category, though.
I think so. Yep. I actually think both of these categories are good for everybody.
All right.
He got 13 to start.
Pretty good.
15 seconds. Monica Brooks, please rattle off as many scary things as you can. Go.
Ghosts, spiders, snakes, turtles, people, scary cars like trucks, scary clowns and circuses, scary homes and trees, scary What did I get?
I gave you 11.
11?
Yeah. Oh. I do believe cars and trucks are different. Yeah. Those are different answers. So I gave you both of those.
I have an objection, but I'm not
going
to.
What? Say it.
You said scary cars like trucks.
Oh, scary cars.
No,
like
that
trucks.
Was her. She was doing an impression of a millennial. Oh. She was saying scary cars.
Yes.
You know, like trucks, okay. Too. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it was.
I remove my objection then. That's right, a good 11. Judgment.
She still has to go back in the chamber. Some of them creepy trees, I tell you.
I know.
Okay, Antoine, you're 13. Everything matters, though. So you got 15 seconds to rattle off, and I decide, and you can argue for them afterward, sexy things. Go!
Women, men, lingerie, eyelashes, butts, hips, breasts, ankles, hands, hair, eyes, cars, dresses, suits, men in uniform, women in uniform.
Ooh, you found a couple of good pockets there. I gave you all of them. That's 16.
Right.
That's really good right there, man. 29, I believe one of the highest scores in the history of the Lightning Bolt. It could be done.
It could be.
Especially if she starts maneuvering the body like you did.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you can pretty much rattle off any body part.
Any body part.
Someone is into it. I dated a woman once who was into armpits. I'm just saying.
Oh,
just
geez.
So you know.
Okay. Here we go.
She liked to be nuzzled.
So if Monica can pull this off, it'll be the greatest victory in history.
She will deserve it. She wins this. She deserves it.
Okay. Uh-oh. He got a lot. He got 16.
16?
Yeah.
You were rolling. Uh-oh.
He was rolling. 29 is the total. Now, I do believe you could do this.
I do too.
If you get into the groove, you could handle this. This would be the greatest comeback, the greatest victory in the history of the Lightning Bolt. No pressure.
No pressure.
Okay. All of womankind is relying on you. This is boys versus girls. You're gonna set your people back 20 years if you can't win right now. Here we go. 18 is the number that you got to get. Mm-hmm. 15 seconds to give me sexy things. Go.
Purrs, lips and eyes, noses, sexy hips, dances, people, sexy cars, sexy home, sexy trees, sexy walks, sexy models and eyelashes, eyeballs. I don't know.
For some sexy eyeballs.
For a second, I thought she was going to name all the scary things.
I know.
And I know. I started to.
She did.
I started to.
Like, man, did you see that just that knot hole in that tree? That's a sexy tree right there.
That oak wood over there.
I know. That wasn't enough, though.
You got 14. Not bad. Not bad, but not good enough.
You made me nervous.
Yep. Good try. I even gave you sexy eyeballs because it really didn't matter in the end.
Give me a sexy eyeball.
But congratulations to Michael. Men win yet again. Oh.
Good job, Mike.
The glass ceiling continues.
Good job, Mike.
Mike, pick me.
Oh, well, yeah.
That is true. Like, way to go, Mike. So your choice on the prizes. So Bacon Fest is this weekend. That is Elmwood Park, downtown Roanoke. We have tickets all this week. You can go to baconfest.com. Or the brand new event, it's called Deschutes Kirk Fest. It's this Sunday on Kirk Ave in downtown Roanoke, raising money for the spot on Kirk. And there's going to be food from restaurants like Martin's and Lucky. There's a dessert truck, live music, all sorts of stuff. TheSpotOnKirk.org for all of the details. Trending is next. A dream vacation for some, a nightmare for others. Mm. Monica, you're in the others pile. There is no doubt. I don't think you would go even if people paid you.
It'll be a no.
We'll explain next.
The K92 Morning Thing.
The K92 Morning Thing. Trending top three. Number three.
Got to pour one out for something that I know Antoine loved and took advantage of all the time.
Yes.
It is the official RIP of MoviePass.
What? It's gone?
MoviePass is done.
So
oh, man. Because the people that love MoviePass, I think our boss even, didn't he have MoviePass? Yeah. And he was trying to promote it on Twitter and stuff.
He even came to work anymore. He only went to the movies. That's all he ever
he
did.
He loved MoviePass.
I mean, who knew that for $10 a month, for less than the price of one movie ticket, and you could go to as many movies as you wanted, who knew that that was a business model that would not hold up?
So that's gone.
It was a terrible business model. They lost so much money.
It's like giving away cars for a dollar and then saying, we're not making any money. I don't know what's going on.
So it's gone. It's like, is there a date or is it just gone already?
They shut down indefinitely. No plans to relaunch. Technically, Antoine, they're looking for financing.
Oh.
So if you have a lot of money that you don't want to keep anymore, you could invest in MoviePass. It's a great idea. It's a failed business model that has proven to not work, but it is available, and they're looking for financiers.
I know. My movie patronage has slowed down a little bit since then.
Because you used to go all the time.
I used to go to random movies I would never see again.
Well, you got
to
take advantage of that pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they ain't not anymore. There's nothing.
That you gotta pass, find a new pass now.
It ain't worth it. It's like Monica's old receipts. It is worth it. There's nothing.
Number two.
Number two trending. The average family sends texts to each other 10,384 times a year.
Sounds about right.
And you know, you hear that number and you think it's high, but when you break it down, if it's a four-person family, my dad, two kids. That is roughly 7 texts per person per day. That's nothing.
No.
It might actually be twice that or 3 times.
I already texted Ava twice this morning.
You did?
Yeah.
What did you text her?
Just love you. Hey, did you pick up this or whatever? Okay. Just like little basic text back and forth.
I love you is the number one text that families send through each other. So that's good. Followed by when will you be home? Love you. Where are you?
Yeah.
Get home.
That's a big one.
Actually, I'm sorry. Number 3 is where are you? I shouldn't have.
Where are you?
The top 5 things families text each other about: dinner plans, coordinating pickups and drop-offs.
Yep.
I think that's 90% of my texting. Kids. Asking about where people are, checking in, and then coordinating errands over 10,000 times a year. Dream vacation or a nightmare?
Number 1.
For a lot of people, this would be a dream. For Monica Brooks, I believe it is a nightmare. Now, it's going to cost $100,000. So no normal person, any of us, we ain't going on this trip.
No.
But we'll at least just play some imagination time right now. And I do believe Monica would not go on this trip for free. And I don't think you would even go if you were getting paid.
I would say no. Turn down money.
Would you like to go on vacation to the North Pole? The North Pole.
I mean, it's not really on the vacation.
It's not on your bucket list?
No. List is not.
They couldn't pay you to do that?
It would pay me $100,000?
We didn't say $100,000.
I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
$100.
$100.
$100. But you get to stay for free. Now, this is so it's $100,000 in real life. So none of us are going, like I said. But the North Pole is inaccessible most of the year, but it can be reached by helicopter in April.
Oh.
So you'll have to take a 2-hour helicopter ride from Svalbard, which is the country that is closest to the North Pole. And you do get to stay in these luxury heated igloos. They even have toilet. They're building all these things up
there. Who's building? The two people there. Like, okay, we're bored. Let's just build.
This company that owns a hotel in Finnish Lapland, which I guess is a country. Sounds like something dogs do. And they're building all these fancy igloo hotels, and they'll have heat, and they'll have an on-site camp manager. There'll be a chef and a security team, I guess, to protect you against penguins or what? I don't
know. Polar bear?
What do you need security for up there? There's nobody there.
No.
What are you going to do?
Penguins.
Santa?
Santa.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Santa could protect us. He sees you while you're sleeping.
Yeah. Hey, he has a lot of stuff that he has to protect.
Yeah.
His security.
That's true. It's his security.
Yeah, so Santa's security.
Santa.
That's it.
Yeah.
If Santa's like, get off my lawn. I understand.
Yeah, that's a no thank you.
So you wouldn't go for, what if I paid you $1,000?
$1,000.
$1,000. Again, 2-hour helicopter ride to the North Pole.
You'd have to. $1,000, Monica.
He said a 2-hour ride on a helicopter, too? Yeah. No.
It's a good scenic flight.
Yeah.
Of what?
Of her death. Now, this is an interesting question. We didn't have the great debate, but we can have our own great debate right now.
Mm. All right.
It's not great. It's a medium debate. There was, you see this story? There's 95-year-old twins.
Oh.
So they're 95 years old, two ladies, and much like they do with everyone who's 5 million years old, they say, what's your secret?
Yep. Uh-huh.
And they're identical twins, and they say they've lived this long by drinking lots of Guinness.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
And no mashing of potatoes.
No
mashing. So that
is
the key to a long life. So I put this out there. Guaranteed you can live to be 100. Happy. Right up to 100, you're feeling good. Like you're not bedridden or anything like that. But Monica, you have to give it up. You have to give up the potatoes. And I don't mean give it up in the good way. I mean in the way, no, wait!
No.
Mashing potatoes?
It's done.
It's gone. Would you sacrifice to live to be 100?
Be 100. So, I mean, that would mean, like, are you talking about after kids and stuff? After you have, because if you give it up.
I'm talking starting right now.
starting
today. Right, you know what? I'll give you, starting tomorrow.
Starting tomorrow.
You can take the rest of the day off. That's fine.
I don't.
100. But again,
100 and you're, I say, you know, 100 sitting there.
But what are you doing?
I don't want to live that long, period.
You know, I had a great aunt that said the same thing.
I don't want to live that
long.
She
was like, she lived to be 100.
We're all going to live to be 100.
I'm not.
You're not?
It's okay. I'm all right with that.
How far are you making it?
So that is your answer. I'm not giving it up.
I'm not. That's a long time to be on this earth.
And I figured, like, in the nursing home, don't they talk about, you know, there's a lot of mashing potatoes in nursing homes. You've heard that, right?
I don't know.
I don't get Nursing Home Weekly. I don't know what magazine you subscribe to.
Monica does get Nursing Home Weekly.
You didn't see it?
Okay, I don't get that newsletter.
She's on the cover of Nursing Home Weekly.
Hey, what's going on?
All right, well, Antoine, do you want to be 90 then?
I'm thinking, 80? You know, 70s.
That's it?
That's a good full life.
Man, you're aiming low.
I think 70s now is like kind of young, actually.
That's a good full.
You know, that's like, that's young.
My dad's 71 years old.
By 70s, I would have done everything I want to do.
Okay.
At that point, I live a full life.
I don't know.
So fine. Let's say you can get to 80. Guaranteed. Or fine. Do you want 75?
Yeah.
All right. 75. You're healthy right up until the last day and you just sneeze and your heart falls out of your body. Whatever.
All right.
But you must give up movies. You can't watch any movies.
Oh, see, this is a big one for you.
I'm trying to find the things they love
it
the
has
most.
To be movies.
You
couldn't.
No movies?
No movies.
Nope. Not even the old movies.
What am I going to do with my matinee time?
You can't even watch shows when they're 90 minutes because it's almost
impossible. You can't even smell popcorn. You can't even have popcorn.
Oh, I'm fine with that.
He doesn't like popcorn.
No, that's right.
Remember?
You don't like
He doesn't like good foods.
That's right.
You almost have to do this in the reverse with someone like Antoine. You have to make him do things. You have to eat tacos every day.
And you have to
forget tacos.
You have to have Taco Tuesday every day.
I don't want to. I don't want to live.
Aww.
So I'll put that out there. 52353. Would you give? Would you sacrifice the giving it up? Because I can't say, would you give it up? Everyone's like, yes, I would. To live to 95, sure.
Ooh.
Or what is the one thing that you love, 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 love? That you are not willing to give up. So forget it. I don't even want to live that long. Doesn't matter. 52353. Freak Monica out is next.
Uh-oh.
Speaking of living and dying,
uh-oh,
I have something involving a dead body that I believe is going to freak Monica out more than whatever it is Antoine tries to bring to the table.
I have something involving a snake.
This is going to be a challenge.
We still have snakes in this building.
This is going to be fun. That is 10 minutes away here on the thing. A dream job for you, Antoine. A nightmare for Monica. I feel like I just did this in the vacation thing. I know, but here's another one.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
And we try to freak Monica out as well. All right, dream job available that Monica does not want. Okay, which one is it? Is it A, to sit on a ladder and eat ranch dressing? Is it B, to be the official movie reviewer of all Adam Sandler movies? Or is it C, to drink beer and watch football?
Football. It's probably.
There are two right there, it could be.
Yeah. B. I'm just going to take B.
You think it's B?
I'm going beer and football.
You think it's a beer and football? Antoine!
Correct!
You are correct. There's a Los Angeles-based brewery posting a job opening for someone to, quote, get paid to watch football. So you have to go to L.A. Rams games, drink beer,
and watch football.
And watch and root for the Rams.
That's a dream for a lot of people.
Sign me up. I'm not even a Rams fan.
A lot of people, that's a heck of a dream.
Oh, my God, Monica, I thought of you yesterday. You would have died. I was at my dad's house over the weekend, and my stepfamily is from the Dominican Republic. So it's a very interesting family dynamic that we have. And my dad allows some of the family to live in the lower portion of his house. Because that's what you do in Latin families.
Yeah,
so
we
call them the boys. So there's three. They're grown men. They're 35 years old. But the boys. So the boys live downstairs. And the boys come up for the kitchen and everything. So the boys are making breakfast. And it's like a dozen hard-boiled eggs. These are giant men. They're just, and we call them the boys. It's ridiculous. Yeah. And so they make all their hard-boiled eggs, and they peel their hard-boiled eggs, and then they pour a bunch of ranch dressing all over all of them.
Yeah!
And I thought of you and how you would have died.
Oh, God.
Okay, next story. Okay. $1 million blank stolen. Is it A, the $1 million cheesecake? B, the $1 million toilet? Or C, the $1 million salad?
Oh, a toilet.
I think it's a toilet.
I'm going cheesecake, even though I can't imagine a cheesecake costing that much.
Well, Monica!
Correct!
The $1 million toilet was stolen.
DJ Khaled. Was it?
Yes, it was DJ Khaled. It's actually his guest bathroom.
It would be.
Now, this is ridiculous, too. So it's at there's a Winston Churchill. He was the Prime Minister of England back a million years ago. And there's a museum at one of his childhood homes, and they've inserted this this gold toilet into it. There was no gold toilet when he was growing up. I know. So they put it, they say it's an art exhibit. They just put in this gold toilet as an art exhibit. Well, 2 days and someone stole it.
Oh, no.
So they are now looking for the gold toilet.
A group of offenders broke into the palace and stole a high value toilet made out of gold that was on display. We believe they used at least two vehicles during the offense. The artwork has not been recovered at this time.
It's gone.
Man.
$1 million toilet. We're on
so
the
you
loose.
Still, do you use it one time? Do you pee in it?
Oh, heck yeah.
Yes.
You have to.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, it's $1 million toilet.
If you don't use it, it's not a toilet. It's a statue.
Yeah.
it's art.
Now, if it's a gold toilet, are there similar rules to, you know, an RV? You know, you're not supposed to number two in the RV.
Oh, so,
yeah, you can't number two.
Yes.
You can't number two.
Oh, you have to, though. It's a gold toilet.
No, you can't.
Come on. This is living, man.
No,
you can't.
If I'm only peeing, I ain't living around here. Jeez. You know what? It is ironic, because guess who's playing right now? Captain Gold Toilet. And we're going to try to freak Monica out next. 4 minutes away. You stick out of the crowd, baby. Another one. He the best toilet.
Whoop.
He's having another kid.
Oh, I did see that, yeah.
And now he's got to decide which of his kids he shouts out in the song.
Both.
Is it going to be both?
Yeah.
Assad and Amir.
He might say, my boys.
Father Assad.
I think he's going to have a little girl.
And Larissa.
Yeah.
All right. It's time to freak Monica out.
Oh, no.
Listen to that fear, Antoine.
Oh, no.
She's genuinely terrified.
Oh, no.
Well, it really depends on the story.
And this is all in good fun, mostly. And us competing, me and Antoine, trying to figure out who can freak out Monica more. We're going to try to do this on Monday mornings. A little Monday morning freak out. Antoine says his is about snakes.
It's about snakes.
Mine is about dead bodies. Talk to me about snakes, Antoine. Tell Monica all about these snakes.
All right, Monica. I am not saying how you dispose of a snake. If you find a snake, I am not the one to say,
what you should do. I say pick up the snake and take it outside.
Okay. Uh-huh. Antoine's a lover of snakes.
I'm a lover of snakes.
Snake lover.
He enjoys snakes.
But everybody doesn't feel that way. I believe Monica does not feel that way.
Oh, no. She's definitely. Gonna.
So this man in Texas, he found a 4-foot-long rattlesnake at his house.
Woo! In his house?
At his house. It was outside.
Okay. Nope.
To get rid of the snake?
Monica
to
says,
protect.
You mean the former house? The one that I don't live in anymore?
To protect his family, because rattlesnakes are poisonous.
Yes.
He chopped the head off.
Yeah.
He chopped the head off, gets rid of the snake. So he goes down to dispose of the head.
Why did he do that?
The head bit him.
Yeah. Oh! Yeah, because there's still...
10 minutes later.
Yeah. 10 minutes!
The head bit him. Poison into his body.
He's dead.
He had to go to the hospital. No, he didn't die.
Okay.
But he had to go to the hospital.
And he died. See?
Plot twist.
Like, well, if he's not dead, I'm not scared. Don't care.
But can you imagine picking up just the head of a snake?
I've seen that. And that's why I'm like, why did he do that? Because I've seen,
A decapitated snake can live for up to hours.
Yes, that is
up to a couple of hours without the rest of its body.
Because I've watched it. I've watched, you know, that happen. And that's very, so that's why I'm like, why did he pick that up? That's just.
You know, I see, because this is a new segment, so I'm trying to go between, do we need scary music? Do we just put a little something on the background? It doesn't feel scary enough to me now. I felt like it should have been scarier music like this.
And he died, Antoine said. No.
Yes, now he's dead. No, he's dead now. It's got an update.
Bit him.
Oh, no. He's okay.
Okay. Mine is actually very similar.
Ooh.
Really?
Monica, that snake was at 10 hours. There is an Australian researcher, Alison Wilson.
Oh, what up, Alison?
Alison did a study, and she has found that dead human bodies keep moving for an entire year.
For a year?
A year!
Now, I know your hair and your nails grow for a while, but...
No, she said, in particular, your arms move. A lot. No, they move from being down at your side, and they move all the way out to sort of... the cross position. This is what she observed. She did time-lapse camera on one of those human body farms for a year.
Wow.
And said the bodies were noticeably moving. To sit there and watch them move. And then that, I ask you, becomes a real question.
Dead alive.
Were they dead? Did we pass judgment too soon on these people?
They say if you open a casket, you can see nails scratches on top of a casket.
What? Do they say that?
I've heard that.
I appreciate you piling on with mine.
I know.
Thank you. I think we actually freaked out Zach.
Oh, my God. Go home. Freak yourself out. Warning, there is a thief on the K92 morning thing. We explain in 8 minutes.
K92, Miss Monica's hot list.
Kim Kardashian, she says she got into a little trouble with Kanye for letting their daughter North wear makeup. Kanye was like, I'm done with seeing the makeup on our child, so no.
Which I get a kick out
of. She wears a lot of red lipstick.
But doesn't Kanye wear makeup?
He probably does.
He does wear makeup.
You know, he was in South Carolina yesterday.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, for church. He had a Kanye service.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah, 2 Chainz. He rolled up there.
I saw it on Instagram. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was, and they said the service was fantastic.
Was he glistening? Was he glowing? Did he have makeup on? He probably had on
a little bit of, you know, concealer or something. But, you know, that's okay. All the lights on you.
Yeah, but he doesn't want his daughter wearing makeup.
Well,
he's sort of like your
husband.
I
get that, though, because as a kid, no makeup. You know, you could play with your makeup, but being on Instagram with red lipstick.
Is your daughter allowed to wear makeup?
No.
No?
She doesn't wear any makeup.
But if she wanted to?
No. She might could put on a little lip gloss
here and
there.
She's 11.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't really need makeup.
Yeah.
She's not asking about it.
Well, nobody needs makeup. It doesn't save your life or anything.
No, but she's not asking about it, and she doesn't wear any makeup.
The longer it takes for you to allow her to not wear makeup, the more money you save.
Oh,
I hear makeup's expensive. So
it is very expensive.
So the more money she spends on it when she goes to college, she's like, oh my God, I can't wait.
Carrie Underwood, she's coming out with more music, but she says her husband, he's not allowed to listen to it until she's done.
He's not allowed. She doesn't want to hear his opinion.
I've learned not to really let him hear my stuff. Like while I'm writing it or while I'm recording it, he really only hears the album kind of when it's done. He'll tell me what he thinks about it, and I love my husband, and I do care what he thinks,
right.
But when it comes to music, I'd be like, this is like me telling you how to play hockey. You're like,
Yeah. So she is saying, no, I don't want to hear it from you. Don't you tell me what to do.
You just wait.
It does make sense. Because sometimes especially if you have some sort of an art or a craft or whatever, and you're putting it together. An everyday example is picking baby names. Choosing a baby name, that is for you and your significant other to come up with the thing that's important to you.
And people will ruin it.
And every person in your life thinks they're entitled to giving you an opinion on it.
Ooh, Maximus Steel sounds terrible. Okay,
that one,
fine.
No, that was
fine,
true.
Y'all.
That was
bad.
That wasn't a good one.
No, no.
That was, I'm
Goliath.
Glad.
Goliath, fine.
I'm glad you said
fine.
That out loud.
Bad example.
All right, y'all, I get it.
Who is the thief on the K92 Morning Thang? Is it she? Is it me? Is it he? Somebody stole. We'll explain next in the Liars Club. Your first secret sound clue of the week is at 8:30. You could win $5,000 from First Team Nissan, New River Valley, First Team Nissan Roanoke, and K92, home of a thief. But who is the thief?
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart. And we're going to have so much fun today in my Liars Club. Lying is like origami. It has many folds like a swan. It's my Martha Stewart Liars Club.
That actually sounds like a radio station contest. Who's the $5,000 thief? Be the thief. Come in here. Steal our money. I think we've done that.
I know. Feels like we have.
Who's the fugitive? There's a lot of radio stations. Who's the $10,000 fugitive? All right. Who's the liar? Is it me? I, Zach, have my own name spelled wrong on my dad's phone.
I, Monica, went the entire weekend without coffee.
I, Antoine, stole silverware from a restaurant.
Let's say good morning to Matt. Matt, who is the liar, Matt?
It's Antoine.
You think it's Antoine? He would never do that. Yeah, he's not the thief. He's the liar. You would never steal from a restaurant. Oh, no, Matt. He is a dirty, rotten scoundrel. You're the $5,000 thief.
I am, but let me say, I feel good that you thought I was lying because that shows the kind of person he thinks
about,
I am.
Well, he forgot about that TV that you
broke in a hotel room.
Uh-huh, yeah, we forgot about
anyway.
That's right.
No.
I forgot about that, too. That's a long time ago.
No, I was in a restaurant. Was in a restaurant and got food to go. And I started thinking, I'm like, there's no silverware in the hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
So how am I going to eat this delicious food that I obviously want to save for later?
You were taking it with you.
Yeah, so I just looked at the silverware and I was like, there's two forks here. One's a salad fork. They don't need both the forks, do they?
No, they do need both the forks because you know they own those forks, right?
Yes, they do.
Did you leave money for those forks?
So what I had done was slip it into my to-go box.
Yeah,
it was
perfectly
sized for a fork. I felt like it was made for it.
Did you not think to ask if maybe they had to-go silverware?
Didn't
plastic
cross
silverware?
Mine until after the fact.
He didn't do that. You know he didn't pay for it because he went to the tip jar. And took their own tips to put it back on the table.
I see that, yes.
That's what you did. Uh-huh. How dare
Here's
you?
Here's a dollar for that fork I stole.
I hope you went to church.
Job
How
well
is
done.
This?
Tell you what, you got to go to church on a Tuesday now. You have like weekday church to make up for that one. Shame on you. Let's say good morning to Trinette. Trinette, that was very disappointing to hear that about Antoine, wasn't it?
Very disappointing because I didn't believe it. I really did.
I know. Everyone just assumed
it was a mistake.
Anyway, who's the liar, Trinette? Is it me or is it your cousin Monica?
You know
you
the liar.
You, you know I'm the liar? His family would lie? Yeah. Well, too bad, Trinette. I am not lying. And family has done her dirty again. No. Spelled wrong.
In your dad's phone?
Yes. I'm sitting in his car because I saw my dad over the weekend and he's got all his previous calls up there. Mm-hmm. And it says Zach Sell, Zach.
Oh, no.
And I said, is that me? I said, yes. I said, it's spelled wrong. And he said, oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah.
Well, it probably auto-corrected to, you know.
He didn't say it auto-corrected.
Well,
but every time he dials it, he has to look at the incorrect name.
It's okay. Right. It probably is like he gets a chuckle out of it.
And furthermore, Monica, he is the ultimate auto-correct in this because he's the one that doth handed down the nameth in the first place.
Yeah.
That's also true.
You made it spelled this way. And then he goes and changes his mind.
Maybe he misspelled it on your birth certificate, and that's actually the correct spelling in his phone.
He didn't say that either. I didn't hear anything.
Well, did he fix it?
Well, I put him in a home. I don't know. He's too old. He doesn't even know he's confused. Allison, good morning, Allison.
Good morning.
All right, Allison, there's only one person left. Who's the liar?
Monica.
Of course it's Monica. It's all
the entire weekend without coffee. I wanted coffee like all day, like at different periods of the day. I'm like, I really could go for another cup. But I know that's not good. Too much
that's
coffee.
It's a lot of coffee.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Is that, yeah. So
but you don't drink
jitters.
As much as there are people. Who drinks the most coffee listening right now? In a day, 24-hour period, how much coffee do you drink? And actually, not 24-hour period, because then it goes over to the next. Just in one day, from wake up to go night-night, how much coffee do you have in a day?
Because it can cross the line of too
much. Because what are you doing right now?
Sometimes I do 2 ventis a day.
Okay.
You know, from Starbucks.
But again, there are going to be people. I guarantee you somebody listening does more than one pot of coffee a day just for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly more than 2.
Yeah. And you're just up and just jittery. Because I used to drink coffee before bed. And I'm like, that's no good.
No
good. But I figured, well, if I drank it before bed, I'll pop up and be like energized. Well,
I don't think it helps anymore.
It doesn't.
I don't think it helps you anymore. You just like the taste of it at this point.
Yeah, I do.
So, that is my challenge out to you. Who drinks the most coffee listening? 52353. Text in and let us know. My mind. Big tough dude, and then all of a sudden he gets all nervous. It does happen sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it'll sneak up on you. Just randomly nervous. Body's dumb sometimes.
Yeah, get all jittery.
So annoying. Cut you down when you don't need it. Like, why are you making me feel all nervous? I don't need to be nervous right now. I'm not even nervous.
It is weird sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes you can be like in a crowd of people. Like, we talk to big crowds sometimes, and it's just like, whatever, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then you'll be in a small, intimate
group.
A very
small group, and all of a sudden.
And you'll be like, you'll tense up and like, what is going on?
I don't know how to say words.
Oh, my gosh. Sometimes it's family.
Yeah.
I think family, because they look at you and they are automatically checking you.
And that happened to me this past weekend. I got nervous because I had to, at the last minute, speak in front of, it's probably like 25 people.
And you know them?
And I knew the majority of them.
See,
and I got nervous. I had to give, it was my brother's 40th birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And during the brunch, somebody stands up, like, you know what? Let's say a few words to him. I was like, I think his mother and his brother should go first. And I'm like, all right, cool. I can do that.
Yeah.
And then I go up there and I have a mimosa in my hand and my hand starts shaking.
That's the worst.
Then everyone can see it. That's the worst.
So now I got to move my hand around to kind of distract it from the shake. I can't hold it still.
It usually happens when you have paper in your hand. Like, so people can see paper tremble. If you hold it, you... So what I want to say today is, y'all, and you can see the paper tremble. That's why I can't say that.
So I'm like, you know what? This mimosa wasn't mixed well. I'm trying to shake it to mix it. That's what's happening. I'm not nervous, guys.
And then it makes it worse, because then everyone in the room is going, oh, God, he's nervous. This is horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, please don't screw up.
And
what's
you look
next?
At their face, you're like, oh, no, is this horrible?
It went well, luckily, but, oh, man, my hand was just shaking. I'm like, it wasn't too fizzy.
And who is this person? I can't stand people that have all the ideas in the world for other people to do.
You know, I feel like everyone should say some words. You guys, go ahead.
Did that person speak?
To get me and my mom and other people
But they did not speak.
They didn't have, like, their own long toast or anything like that.
No,
like,
they said,
hey,
thank you all for speaking.
Thank you guys for coming. We should have people speak.
And I like that person, actually.
Why don't you speak?
I do like them, though.
Because
that's hilarious.
On the spot.
That is hilarious. That probably was me. I'm sorry.
and it creeps up at such random times. I got nervous when we were at our work convention thing. I think you noticed. You and I have worked long enough.
Yes,
I don't know why.
Yes.
It was the stupidest thing.
When you stood up to speak?
Because they have a mic. They have like their little, you know, you can do a Q&A.
And it was this little Q&A with this morning show in New York City that is, it's a very well-known morning show. The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne, that got all these people. And, you know, I think they're great at what they do. I'm not like a fangirl of theirs or anything like that. But I don't, and I just
got nervous.
I had a legitimate question, just sort of about the structure of the show. Very boring question. It wasn't like, oh my God, I love you guys. Can I get a picture afterward? It
was. But you got nervous.
And I got up there and I'm like, I can't swallow.
I think it's when you're with, like, surrounded by your peers or family, when people know your mistake. They can read you.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what it is. Like with your family, they can read you. They understand you.
I'm like, I got a question.
Yeah. And that happened.
I gotta sit down. I didn't figure
like,
it out.
Oh, gosh.
I could have given the toast at Antoine's birthday party. No problem.
And I did fangirl out for the Breakfast Club, but I would have been talking to them and felt completely fine.
You know, no one needs your bragging right now, mister.
But it can happen at church. I mean, my church. I'll go and I'll stand up. They're like, anyone want to, you know, say a few words. I'm like, I guess because the pastor's looking at
me.
So he's looking at me.
Monica.
All right. Thank y'all so much for having me and my family here today.
Should we try and put him on the spot right now? Can you deliver your speech?
I don't remember what I kind of blacked out.
Oh.
I do remember saying...
I actually don't remember my question of the Breakfast Club either.
I remember your question, too. But I do remember saying that my brother and all his accomplishments have paved the way for me to be as successful as I've become. So it was a good thing. It was very heartfelt stuff.
And my hand is sticky because I've spilled mimosa all over it.
Can I get a refill?
I love you.
Antoine, you don't have a tambourine. My hand's shaking like one.
We need to do our secret sound clue right now because it is 8:30. So let me do this thing that says secret sound clue. There it is.
Secret sound, win all the cash. Need help? Here comes a clue.
Now you get previous clues on the K92 radio app. But the new clues come on the radio at 8:30 and 2:30. Then we put them on there later. There's bonus clues as well, so the app is a good thing to have for that. Here we go. Clue number 5. Start talking.
Start talking?
Start talking! Antoine, I feel like you should start talking.
So we got text that we need to talk about with the coffee and stuff.
I think that'll be a fun new game for me, not for y'all. Actually, it'll be fun for whoever's not participating. It'll just be I'm gonna randomly put one of you on the spot.
Random topic.
I'm not even gonna give you a topic.
Silence.
I'll be like, all right, blah 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 blah. And now Monica Brooks has the floor.
Hey, what's going on? What are y'all sipping on?
And then I'll leave.
Like, I don't know.
Wait a minute, you're asking a question? That's not how you
I'm
take the floor.
I'm talking to the listeners. Hey, we're going to have a conversation.
You don't take the floor by asking a question.
I'm going to get a new little sound that goes, on the spot. And then
random.
Yeah, and I'll just fire it by, on the spot, Antoine Terrell. And then I'll walk away, and it'll be good. So, yeah, there's your clue. Start talking. Your next chance is at 9 o'clock. First Team Nissan, New River Valley. First Team Nissan of Roanoke and K92. Next, it's the Monday Mount Rushmore. We have to decide, the four board games.
Board games, yes.
Ooh, this is going to be tough to narrow it down to four. And I've got some opinions on some classics that I think don't belong. So we'll start arguing that next. We are forced to decide. Life is full of tough decisions, like board games.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Very tough decisions. The Monday Mount Rushmore. Four board games. Only four.
Only four.
They represent everything that is board game Midge.
Yes. They are the board game.
The board gamiest.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Of all board games. So we decide on the Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm.
We argue, we fight.
Uh-huh.
That's usually it. We usually actually don't even decide. We argue, we fight, and then we stop.
Yeah, and then we end and we go to a song.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty much it.
52353, if you would like to weigh in, Antoine, I'll give you the floor.
Yes, I would like to go first. So these are the four. You didn't say the word.
What?
Quintessential board games.
Quintessential. I know. It's a word that no one uses that word in real life. It's used in sports.
Yes,
people say it in sports, or they do it when they're doing some flowery description on the radio. But you would never sit home with your significant other and be like, that was just the quintessential meatloaf right there.
No, yes. Never.
All right, so the first one that I want to put on the Mount Rushmore is Scrabble.
Yeah.
I want to put Scrabble in there. It's a fun game for all ages. It's Scrabble for the kids. It keeps your mind going as you get older, exercises the brain.
Yeah, I think that's on there. Definitely is on there. And
Scrabble's so boring.
It's boring, but it has to be on there. It has to be.
Yeah.
Scrabble, Monopoly.
I have feelings about Monopoly.
What? Okay, you have feelings. What? See, because to me, Monopoly is a no-brainer. It's the board game of all board games.
I know, it's so easy to put it on there. But for me, how many times do you play a Monopoly game where the game does not actually end?
I don't believe I've ever finished a game of
Monopoly.
Where
you just stop playing. It's very hard.
No one ever has. I've never been part of a finished game of Monopoly. You are correct on that. So that should say to you it's the most overrated board game
exactly,
in the history.
Exactly, and that's why.
But it has to be there, though. Monopoly carries on. People
don't care enough to finish the game.
That's true.
But people care about that game.
Do they, though?
And then they stop playing.
Even McDonald's.
See, because what happens is the same thing. I know. We care about the McDonald's Monopoly and then the regular Monopoly. Everyone cares until someone starts building a bunch of houses and hotels and they take some of your money.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden things are said. Stuff is thrown. The thimble goes flying across. You go to jail. You're pissed. The game's over. And it never, you're right.
But there's no single winner.
Uh-huh.
You just stop playing at some point.
It doesn't even matter. It's Monopoly. It has to be there.
Oh,
yeah,
it is overrated.
It's kind of like Play-Doh
when it comes to toys. I think Monopoly. I'll put it in the maybe pile for now. I guess I have a hard time taking it off there, but
we'll see. We'll see.
Okay. Someone texted in checkers.
Yeah. I think checkers has to be on there. I mean, that's sort of like the first game you learn.
It really is
as a child. and cheat at. I mean, there is my son still hasn't played a legit game of checkers at 7 years old.
So he's checkers is a definite
king me. Yeah,
but then someone's going to try to argue chess because it's you know.
Yeah, Ava. I mean,
you don't
Ava
get
would.
You don't.
Because Ava's part of the chess club, so she, I mean, kids like chess, too.
I say checkers, though.
Of all America say chess is too hard. We're going with checkers.
I say checkers.
One. And one of them, it's only one and not the other. So there's only one left if we do
if
it
we
that
keep,
way.
If we keep Monopoly. We haven't decided Monopoly's permanent yet.
Because I am torn.
I'm open to arguments.
I'm torn on Parcheesi, Risk, and is Risk. Pictionary a board game?
I wouldn't count Pictionary as a board game.
Okay.
Then what about Operation?
That is the worst game ever. Worst game alive. Okay. That actually, you know, we can start arguing. Let's do it. It's the Mount Rushmore, and then we'll start putting together the sewage system underneath Mount Rushmore.
Yes. And Operation goes there.
Operation is in the sewage system of Mount Rushmore. Risk or Parcheesi? Parcheesi, I mean, that thing's been around since, you know, time.
Yeah. I've never actually played it. I've never played it.
You've never played Parcheesi?
I've never played it.
Have you not played Parcheesi?
Easily.
I don't think I have. But what about Battleship? Someone texted in.
Ooh.
I like Battleship.
Oh.
That's a good one.
All right.
Ooh, all right. Yes.
So there's one spot left, and then unless we want to kick Monopoly off. So we'll take submissions for the one remaining, or if you want one off and you want something on, start texting now to 52353, and we'll make the final decision here in about 5 minutes. We will lay it all down and figure out who goes on the Mount Rushmore of board games. This one's hard.
Because the more we think about it, the more games pop in our head.
Mm-hmm.
Monopoly, checkers, Scrabble. Those are the three we had kind of decided on so far.
Yeah.
Text 52353. Now, I had tossed out Risk and Parcheesi as possible ones. Antoine's never played Parcheesi.
No.
Was it Kristen texting and says you never even heard of Parcheesi? Well, I'm going to tell you what it is. Parcheesi is Sorry. The game Sorry. Mm-hmm. Sorry stole from Parcheesi.
And I love Sorry.
You know, developed by like Gandhi. I mean, that's how old it is. It's crazy old. We're talking 1,000 years old, this game. I don't know. Bingo is not a board game, so I say no on that one. Candyland, though, that's a tough one to keep off Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Candyland.
And if it's Candyland versus Chutes and Ladders, I think it's Candyland every time.
Definitely Candyland. So simple Candyland and easy.
Is it?
We've moved it into that category. It's in that category.
I feel like it has to be on there. How do you not have Candyland on there?
It's an original.
Again, because it's the OG. Mm-hmm. You play it with your child, or you play it with adults when you've had way too much to drink. You're like, dude, the colors, look at the gingerbread. Man, that's fun. Sorry, trouble being thrown out. Clue.
There's a lot of Clue. A lot.
Clue's one of those ones. When I played it, though, as a kid, I was always... It wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's got excited. Yeah. Oh, man, we're going to play Clue. It was kind of hard, kind of confusing. And that was one we never finished.
Yeah.
Much like Monopoly.
It may have to be Candyland.
Candyland.
It might have to be Candyland.
Yeah, I think it is. It's Candyland.
And we're keeping Monopoly.
I think we have to.
Yeah,
just off of nostalgia.
You think board games, people yell out Monopoly. Even if you didn't like it, if you don't like it.
Even if you don't finish it.
Yep.
If
Monopoly.
I did the category board games and say the lightning bolt, the first one you would probably both say is Monopoly.
That's true.
So if that's the first one out your mouth, it's the first one getting etched up on the
mouth. All right, fair enough.
So there
fair
it is. Enough. Monopoly. Candyland, checkers, the other one, Scrabble.
Scrabble.
I keep forgetting Scrabble. Mm-hmm. That's it. Yep. And sorry, Raina. Sorry, he's not going to be on there.
See, that's
what I did there. Oh, and I like the person who texted in Jumanji, because Jumanji, that's not a real game,
no.
Right? It's a movie.
I don't think so.
I don't think it's a real game.
It probably is now. Watch. It's probably some kind of
board
game.
Oh, I'm sure
now,
it is. But you know, and unless you can prove to me that you played as a kid and your entire house turned into a jungle and you had to do the same thing that they did.
Like a fun game.
Okay, then I'm putting that one on Mount Rushmore, because if it transforms your entire house into a jungle, that is a board game worth talking about. Secret Sound is next. $5,000 could be yours. First Team Nissan Nura Valley, First Team Nissan of Roanoke, and K92.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.